Okay, the fifth dentist caved, now they're all recommending Trident?
No, the interview! Unbelievable! She loved me. She absolutely loved me. We talked for like 2.5 hours. We had the same taste in clothes. And oh, I went to camp with her cousin. And oh, the job is perfect. I can do this. I can do this well. Oh, God, and then she told the funniest story.
Okay, great. You'll tell us and we'll laugh. Let's play poker.
All right, now listen, you guys. We talked about it, and if you don't want to play, we'd completely understand.
Oh, yes, yes. We could play some other game, like, I don't know, Pictionary?
Very funny, very funny. But I think we'd like to give poker another try, shall we, ladies?
I think we should.
Rich, do you want me to shuffle those?
No, that's okay. You know, I think I'm going to give it a go.
All right. Beans owe $7.50, Monica, you owe $10, and Rachel, you owe 15 big ones.
And hey, thanks for teaching us cross-eyed Mary. You guys, we got to play that out.
All right, here's my $7.50, but I think you should know that this money is cursed.
What?
Oh, I cursed it. So now bad things will happen to he who spends it.
That's all right, I'll take it. Bad things happen to me anyway.
This way I can split them up with a movie.
So that just leaves the big green poker machine who owes 15.
Could you be any smugger?
Let's see. Say, Rach, I'm opening up a new art gallery, and I could sure use the portraits of Lincoln and Hamilton.
Oh, it's so typical. Ooh, I'm a man. Ooh, I have a penis. Ooh, I have to win money to exert my power over women. You know what? This is not over. We will play you again, and we will win, and you will lose, and you will beg, and we will laugh, and we will take every last dime you have, and you will hate yourselves forever. Kind of stepped on my point there, Mark.